Yo.
The antidote.
The antidote.
The antidote.
The antidote.
The antidote.
The antidote.
You're listening
to
The
Antidote
with Dave
Hawkins.
Terminal had a little help from Peterborough's Jason Dunn on their song Becoming Awake, which was released back in 2011. Thanks for joining The Antidote and Dave Hawkins on Trent Radio 92.7 FM. As everyone knows, we always take a look at Christian music, but there are two ways of looking at that type of music, and there are those who are Christian artists or Christian musicians producing music for the general population. And then there are the other artists who record music that is focused specifically on delivering a Christian message. And that latter description, I guess, fits our featured artist of tonight, Sky Terminal. I first met with this band during the GMA Covenant Awards back in 2011, and I really appreciated their straightforward approach to how they combine their music and their faith. Well, I met once again with the band, with Sky Terminal, to discuss both their background and their new release, We Are One. So listen in. The Antidote has been joined by Marcel Preston, frontman and songwriter of Toronto Sky Terminal. Marcel, thanks for meeting with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I have to admit, whenever I hear the name Sky Terminal, all I can think of is Tom Hanks and the film The Terminal. So maybe I need you to explain the name.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I mean, I've always been a fan of the way certain words sound. And, you know, I did see The Terminal, thought it was a great movie. And, you know, something did kind of catch my interest about just the way that word stood on its own. And, you know, I just kind of got thinking about the purpose of the band and just what we're about. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we can all really impart something to other people more than just of ourselves. And in fact, you know, when we're, you know, hanging out with God in a relationship, you know, all that stuff, you know, as we spill that relationship out to the people around us, to our natural circumstances, in fact, we impart, you know, that to other people. So that's really what the music represents. And so it's kind of cool to find a name that kind of had a poetic value to represent that as well.
Well, okay, that's the name of the band, but how did the actual band itself come into being?
Well, the band itself was actually initially a solo project. You know, before I had released the album, I was thinking, all right, you know, Marcel Preston Band it is. But, you know, I just started working with some good friends and, you know, put a bunch of ideas together. And, you know, I find that, you know, as an individual, you can come up with ideas, but when you start putting a few brains together and a few like-minded people in the same room, you just get a different product. You get something that has evolved in a sense. And, you know, I love the community that is formed out of just people getting together and working towards something. And so just kind of sticking with that vision, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, this has to be a band thing. I'm not interested in just doing a solo project. And so, you know, I just started having people come alongside, and a good friend of mine that was involved in the beginning stages ended up moving to California. And so I kind of collected somebody else, just, you know, my good friend Mike Crofts. He now plays guitar for us. And, you know, I initially just chatted about him because he's got some administrative skills and he does a lot of booking and stuff like that. So I was thinking, hey, you know, why don't you come alongside and, you know, do some booking and, you know, have a few shows that you could play for. That just kind of sparked a good partnership, and we just ended up really taking this project on together. And so, you know, he's been in the group for the past 3 years, and, you know, we've just been building and working towards, you know, making this dream come alive.
Shines through for one night, and when the beautiful has come, and my voice The music at Sky Terminal is particularly focused on Christ and aimed at Christians. But have you ever thought about changing your focus and going mainstream?
You know, the focus of the lyrics and of my heart, that for me never will change because, you know, it's always about bringing hope to people's circumstances. You know, but when I've had music and, you know, the fullness of it all in mind, you know, I've always thought, hey, you know what? I have this passion for Jesus, but I want to be able to share that in places where Jesus isn't known. And, you know, we've played in clubs and it's just been an opportunity to reach people where they're at. And, you know, furthermore, you know, whenever a non-Christian buys the CD, you know, that's my favorite because they've just bought, you know, a worship CD when it comes down to it. I mean, it might not sound like Sunday morning, you know, but the heart behind it is all the same.
Yeah, because on your debut release, Don't Close Your Eyes, I mean, a lot of the music is Sky Terminal range, but of course, yeah, they included anthem, worship songs, rock, you know, a little bit of post-rock.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that having that appeal right across the breadth of the market. But with that album, with you ranging through those styles, were you testing the waters for your music, or do your musical interests really range that widely?
Funny enough, I mean, Christian music when I was a kid just wasn't around much. And so in that same right, a lot of my influences were non-Christian. But, you know, I found that I would be listening to this music and I would just feel something unpleasant. And so, you know, those musical influences have really played a big part in the music that I write. It's not necessarily going to sound like, you know, Christian music in a lot of senses. But, you know, for me, it's just being genuine to what I grew up with and how I feel music and how I like to express it.
So it's keeping it in a non-traditional sense, or what some people would consider in a non-traditional sense.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're a crazy man, though. You're not an anarchist.
Not that, but no, we like to have fun on stage. But no, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's really, you know, you have chords, you have progressions, you have drums. It's really the heart behind the lyrics. It's what we're expressing. And so, you know, whether it sounds like what people are used to in the Christian realm or not, it's really the heart behind it. And so, I mean, I realize that some of our songs won't ever get airplay on Christian stations. And, you know, that's just part of, you know, the road we've decided to travel. You know, I mean, a lot of the influences that I have are also of a more pop genre. And so we, with that, had some success on Christian radio. You know, the single we just released is number 7 across Canada. So that's really awesome news already. And so it's just a matter of taking all these things, you know, these musical influences that I have and mashing them all together into a sound that reflects how I feel and how I like to express music.
Tonight, the stars are beautiful. Look at how they shine. My heart feels the same. Oh, tonight, I burn like candlelight.
Your band had a big response on your debut release, Don't Close Your Eyes. I mean, Sky Terminal was the winner of the GMA Modern Rock Song Single of the Year with Tonight, and you were also up for a Juno. So, I mean, did that make your head explode?
It was a really nice surprise, honestly. I mean, it was the first album, you know, I'd put out of my own and, you know, recorded it all myself. And, you know, when I went to the Juno announcing ceremony, you know, they went through the category and I was like, oh, I guess we didn't get nominated. That's okay, you know. I mean, it's something that I just put together on my own. And then, you know, it took me a second. I'm like, no, wait. They said, Don't Close Your Eyes by Sky Terminal, you know. And it just took me a second to register. And honestly, it was just such an awesome blessing to be, you know, recognized by on a Canadian level with the Juno nomination. And so, I mean, I was, you know, absolutely thrilled. And we're just continuing to work towards, you know, the visions that we have and being faithful with what we can be.
Well, now you got the new album coming out, We Are One.
That's right.
Is that going to be your Juno winner?
You know, we've just put our best foot out there. And, you know, if it gets recognition, you know, we'll be thrilled. You know, if there's other artists that get recognized, you know, I'm sure they will deserve it. Because I mean, putting an album together is such a personal thing, but it's just, it doesn't come easy. It's just a lot of hard work. And so, I mean, we're very proud of this new album. We're really excited. And we test drove a few of the songs live over the last few months. And, you know, I'm just so thrilled with the way they've turned out and with how they're coming across.
The all of the world in space.
Hey, this is Marcel from Sky Terminal. You're listening to The Antidote, rocking your airwaves.
Well, you brought up about the success of the new single, Say Hello. What was it about that song that made you choose it as the first single from the album?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's a few songs that we'll be putting to radio as the months go by. You know, this one, I wrote the song following a response from a fan who said, you know what? And I mean, they sent an email, and it was just this amazing thing to read. And the sum of it is that they were saying, hey, you know, the single that you released, and that's referring to You're My Home, which we've abbreviated to Home on the new album. That single, he said, that saved my life. You know, I was going through a really tough time, and I was going to commit suicide. And, you know, basically the song just talks about how God is our home and our safe place and always there for us. And so, I mean, that just blew me away. And I'm like, you know what, if that song never got another airplay or, you know, wasn't released on the album or anything, you know, I feel that it will have done more than I ever thought it could ever do. And, you know, I just moved by that email. I wrote another song that just emphasized how the effect that we can have on people around us can change their lives. And, you know, Say Hello really talks about how, you know, we're definitely not alone, but also that we're here as a team and working together. And kind of the big punchline in the chorus is that God only knows what's going to happen in the future, and he wants to fill us with his peace and, you know, the peace that goes past our understanding. And so just knowing who God is and knowing that he is a good God really helps us have peace in his plans for us. And, you know, that for me just makes everything all right. And so that's really the sum of that. And, you know, I really wanted to follow up the last single with that one just because of the sentimental value. And, you know, it was also the way it came across, the melody was something that is quite memorable. So it just worked really well as a radio release.
You're not alone, come around to the sound of a brighter day. Yeah, there's more to you than we see through the spotlight. You don't miss, don't let this be your last night. Give it time, the sunrise is not far away. Oh, 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 God only knows where the story. So far from the front line.
story goes, in this hope I'll find this is alright, it's alright.
Which of the songs that you've written on the current album speak to you the most personally?
Yeah, that's a great question, one that I have not fully analyzed yet. But I mean, every song represents just a facet of my heart, if that makes sense, or a facet of my experience, or a facet of, you know, a feeling that I have towards the creator. And you know, as I'm just kind of thinking about all the songs that I feel so strongly about. I mean, a song that I absolutely love is the title track off the album. It's called We Are One, and this whole concept of us as the body of Christ, us having, you know, died with Christ and we've been baptized into his body and risen, really speaks to the fact that we are actually one with Christ, and we are actually as one as a body, as Christians as well. And so really this song is the anthem for that. It's us as, you know, people who love God, people who believe God, declaring, you know, that, hey, you know, we're one. And it's really cool to see how this is being actually manifested into churches and different Christians across the world. I just feel there's this new revelation of that. And, you know, people are coming together and working together as the body of Christ more and more. And, you know, I absolutely love it. And like, it's one of those songs that just wouldn't work on Christian radio. It's just a little too edgy, a little too rock and roll, perhaps. But, you know, for me, it's just, it's such an anthem of my heart. And, you know, I love it when people get together and share vision and passion and really exemplify the love that God has for us.
majority of listeners to The Antidote are non-Christian. Do you feel that same song would be speaking equally to them?
Yeah, you know, I think there's really something in everyone's heart that have a feeling to belong and just to be part of something bigger than just who they are. And, you know, really the real answer in my heart is that's relationship with God and that's relationship with other people. And so, you know, in this context of knowing God and partnering with other people that are in relationship with Him, you know, that's just an amazing way to live. It's an amazing way of life. And, you know, if it expresses even just a little bit of that, then I feel that, you know, it'll have done its job.
The Antidote is in conversation with Marcel Preston of Sky Terminal. Now, Marcel, I'm just going to pick out one of the tracks from the album that really grabbed me. We Are One includes a killer guitar-driven track, Satellite. Can you give us the lowdown on that song?
Yeah, that's definitely a fun one to play live and just to go for it. Basically, Satellite talks about how, I mean, you wouldn't know it, but it's really about hearing God's voice. And, you know, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. And it's really His communication with us that makes such a big difference. Okay, here's an example. I was dating who is now my wife. So when we were dating, there was this moment in the relationship where there was like five things. And I was like, man, these things need to change if this relationship is going to continue the way it is. And so I was like, all right, you know, instead of going right up to you know, the moment in the relationship, say, these are the five things. I was like, okay, I'm just going to take a second and chat to God about it. And He was like, all right, you know, these first three things, Marcel, you know, these are things that you need to deal with yourself because you're actually projecting it. Like, for instance, you know, I had, you know, fear of rejection. So anytime anything ever happened that was kind of semi close to that, you know, I would just be like, all right, you know, I guess this is it, you know. And so I would just project those feelings that I had from basically previous, you know, bad experiences onto her. And so He really helped me work through those things. And, you know, it came down to like two last things. And He said, okay, talk to her about this one and this other thing. Just hold on to that and talk later about it. And so, I mean, honestly, if I would have gone to that relationship and said, all right, here's the five things that are wrong, you know, and that's kind of what I wanted to do. And, you know, good healthy communication is important. But I think, and my wife agrees, that I would have probably scared her off. And so, I mean, it's just like good. It's just good advice, and you know, he's really a constant. And so, the song really talks about a battle and how we have things that'll come up against us in our lives, but it's really God who's there for us all the time, and he's actually championing our success. And so, that's really what Satellite's about, and it's a fun rock and roll tune for sure. Hey, this is Marcel from Sky Terminal. You're listening to the new album, We Are One. Hope you like it.
Fear is no more. In all
Funny enough, another song that I keep hitting constant repeat on, it's the polar opposite to Satellite, and it's the acoustic track, Lay My Head Down. And I mean, really, the lyrics show a softer side. But you want to fill us in about that song as well?
Yeah, this song was like, I had this poetic vision, if you will. And I mean, the song talks about how we're found on the shorelines of grace. Basically, the visual that I have in my brain with this song is, you know, that relationship with God is an island, and His grace is just this place of rest and peace. And it's just really this, the epitome of the relationship is just chilling, you know? I mean, I kind of had this picture that, you know, we're just hanging out on an island, chilling by the beach, you know, with, you know, the Father of creation, you know, no big deal. But, you know, such is His relationship and His heart towards us that He loves just to be our friend and hang out with us. And so it's really cool just to try and describe that relationship. And so, you know, one of the verses, you know, I'm near the fire, close to your heart. And, you know, basically it's just trying to take things that I've experienced and put them into words to try to describe the relationship that we have. And yeah, it's definitely, you know, has an emotive response for me. And the pre-chorus of the song says, you know, the walls come crashing down. When it comes down to it, I feel that I'm such a better person because of that relationship. And I mean, the walls, everything that has separated me from, you know, from what I'm supposed to be when it comes to fears or failures, he just brings a whole new sense of freedom to that and a sense of peace within ourselves. And it's really just my experience that I've poetically depicted out of this picture that I had, if I can sum that up. Oh,
days, I find sounds that my heart makes. I hear the words that your heart says. I hear the sound that your heart makes. I find
oh.
That was If the World, one of the songs found on Sky Terminal's new release, We Are One. You've been tuned in to The Antidote on Trent Radio, 92.7 FM, CFFF Peterborough. Well, I'm running over time tonight, so I'll give you a quick word on next week's episode, where we're going to have a whole different look at music by viewing it through the lens of concert photographer Brooke Long. She has some great insights into both the music scene and photography, so this will definitely be something worthwhile checking out. So we're going to finish with a goodbye to Sky Terminal and their new song, You're My Home. So see you next week.
And the new album is We Are One, and it releases April 15th. And how does everybody pick up a copy?
Yeah, well, it's going to be available on iTunes on April 15th on our website, www.skyterminal.net. It will be $10 plus shipping, which is still, you know, same price as iTunes to get a hard copy. So that's pretty awesome. So you can get that there, or you can just jump to the instant digital download off iTunes and pick that up for $9.99.
Well, Marcel, this has been fun, and thanks for sharing your time and the music at Sky Terminal with The Antidote. Best of luck with the new album.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time hanging out with you, and we're really looking forward to touring this album and seeing it released out there.
Long again, still you find me, and you bring me your comfort. Always here, never leave me. Here we are. As a friend, hold my hand, I can't pretend all is alright. All along, comfort me again. Oh, you're my hope, and my feet never touch the ground, 'cause your arms, they wrap me round. Oh, I am here again, nothing else will take. Never.